When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On his first full day in office, President Trump is expected to announce a $500 billion artificial intelligence infrastructure project.
It's a joint venture from three companies, OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle, and will collectively be called Stargate. It will open with a data center project in Texas and is expected to expand from there. $100 billion is expected to go out immediately. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Attorneys general from more than a dozen states have filed a lawsuit against President Trump's executive order seeking to limit birthright citizenship, claiming it is unconstitutional. Day three of the Gaza ceasefire holding. More aid trucks are arriving in Gaza, and Hamas is on schedule to release four more Israeli hostages this Saturday. Today, Israel's top general resigned, citing his failure to protect Israel from Hamas's October 7th attack. A major winter storm crippling parts of the South, Midwest, and East Coast. Snow and ice and dangerous temperatures dipping into the teens. This is ABC News. Good news from the U.S. Supreme Court for the only woman on Oklahoma's death row.
Brenda Andrew was convicted in the 2001 murder of her estranged husband, but her lawyers argued that prosecutors bolstered their weak case with evidence about her sexual history, gender presentation, demeanor, and motherhood, and that created an unfair trial. The U.S. Supreme Court's agreed, writing that evidence was allowed in that violated Andrew's constitutional rights. It's ordered a lower court to review the case to determine if it made the trial fundamentally unfair. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The last surviving member of the band has died. Garth Hudson, whose keyboards were front and center in Chest Fever and other classics, was 87. And this evening, we'll hear which players made it into this year's Baseball Hall of Fame class. Ishiro Suzuki and CC Sabathia are among the top contenders for the honors. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 17th through the 27th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin remains locked in dangerous cold. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will continue across Wisconsin. The National Weather Service Monday issued an extreme cold warning until 9 a.m. this morning, except for counties in southeastern Wisconsin. Classes are canceled in school districts across the state due to the extreme cold. Dress appropriately and exercise caution if you need to be outdoors, as frostbite and hypothermia are real risks in conditions like this. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pecan will be fighting for equal protections for LGBTQ Wisconsinites.
Speaking on Monday, the Madison Democrat says he's heard concerns from residents going into President Trump's second term.
And we've already had a bill before Congress this session to try to take away the ability for girls to play in sports to their gender. Not just the attacks on girls who want to play sports in school, but I've seen it on gender-affirming care. I've seen it on things like pride flags. I've seen it on funding of LGBT organizations.
Pocan says the issue strikes close to home for him as a gay man, and that Democrats will be fighting to protect Americans against bills that target gender equality. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Natural Resources asks you to consider a donation when filling out your tax forms. Natural Heritage Conservation Bureau Director Drew Feldkirchner says the money goes toward the Endangered Resources Fund.
It's a great way to help the rare plants, the animals, the natural places in Wisconsin. The state will match your donation 1-to-1. So essentially, we can take your donation and ideally we could quadruple it, you know, through match and through grants.
To make a donation, look for Endangered Resources in the donation section of your Wisconsin income tax form. More information can be found on the DNR's website. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 4 below.
That was a crazy way to start the week. Corn, wheat, soy complex futures sharply higher. Cotton slightly higher. Livestock futures mixed. Milk futures under pressure. And on the first day of trade under Trump 2.0, equities were solidly higher with the dollar trading sharply lower.
Live from our most favorite place in the world via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Directly following the news, Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
You know, you got to do a couple of double takes on the, which would make it like a quadruple take on these markets today. Beans, more than 30 cents higher.
Double take.
Holy smokes. Wheat, sharply higher, 20, double 25, take. 27 cents higher. It just, what a way. What a way to start the week. And then we've got the Dow up about 450 points right now. The NASDAQ is trading higher. S&P up about 45, 47 points. So off to a solid start. Yeah. Solid start today.
Went full Menlo on the July corn contract there, 501.
There you go.
Three quarters.
There you go. You were wondering if we were going to make it or not, and there we are.
I think when Hamer originally, because this is all Hamer's fault. It's all his fault, the Hamer.
Right.
When the Hamer laid it out, he was like, he was mentioning the December corn contract, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably. December, and how long ago was that?
Oh, my gosh. Because it was like 2 years before we even got back.
Got
to
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
might
have been longer even.
It's been a long time since the Hammer dropped that one.
Yep.
And put that challenge out there. So, wow. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to get Matt Bennett in here in just a couple of minutes. And then we got Brian Grady coming up. Big conversations happening on today's show. All right, let's go ahead and get started. What you got in the news?
Well, Chip, export inspections of wheat in the weekend of January 16 totaled nearly 262,000 metric tons. That was below trade expectations, but did little to slow today's price advance. Bitter cold temperatures on exposed hard red winter wheat in the U.S. Central Plains triggered a round of short covering in wheat futures. The U.S. dollar index also traded sharply lower to provide support for all the ag commodities. March soft red winter wheat futures opened higher and on session lows and rallied sharply to close at the highest level since December 11th. March HRW wheat futures 27 cents higher, 575 and a half. March SRW up 20 cents, 558 and three quarters. March spring wheat, I don't have a settlement yet, but last report, 601 and three quarters, up 18 and one quarter cents, Chip.
You know, I think the bottom line in the wheat market today was there just wasn't anything that was screaming sell. Okay. And for the first time on a day when there wasn't anything screaming sell, the short covering kicked in and we saw these sharp gains, HRW contract leading the way. And hey, if we saw some winter kill damage, we'll get it figured out here in the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. It's going to take at least that long.
Well, Chip, export inspections of corn in the weekend of January 16 totaled 1.541 million metric tons, easily topping trade expectations. The plunge in the dollar index added support, as did recharged South American weather concerns after weekend rains in Argentina and southern Brazil fell short of expectations. Also, Brazil's planting of the Safrinha corn crop is off to the slowest start since 2021. March corn futures opened steady in near session lows and rallied to close near session highs. Front month corn broke resistance at the June 14 high and closed at the highest level since May 29th. May corn futures 5 3/4 higher at 490. May corn up 6 3/4 cents. SAS closed at 499 3/4. July corn futures closed at 501. That's up 6 3/4 cents, Chip.
Yeah, breaking overhead resistance in the market and gaining some upside momentum. It was a good way to start the week.
Well, March bean futures gapped higher, slipped back to fill the gap, and then rallied sharply to close near session highs. March beans cleared resistance at the November 8 high and closed at the highest level since October 7. Soybean meal futures also rallied sharply, and even bean oil prices turned mid-morning losses into slight gains by the close. The Brazilian bean harvest is off to the slowest start since 2020 and 21, and the harvest in Mato Grosso is the slowest since 2010 and 11, and that helped support bean prices. Export inspections of beans weekend of Jan 6 totaled 973,000 metric tons below trade expectations. March beans today 33 1/4 cents higher at 1067 1/4. May beans up 33 cents, 1077 3/4. July beans closed at 1087 1/4. That's up 32 cents today.
March bean oil was up just 8 points, 45.77. But March soybean meal up $13.80 a ton, back up to 3.11 a ton.
Well, March cotton was up 6 points to 67.66. On your livestock's front month, fat cattle futures opened higher on support from last week's record cash cattle trade. February cattle posted an inside trading day and closed just below the opening range on profit-taking and mixed prices in boxed beef prices this morning. Feb fat cattle were 30 cents higher today, 197.05. March feeders down 80 cents to 267.25. And on the snout side, lean hog futures also posted an inside trading day with the high range open and a low range close. Feb lean hog futures up 7 1/2 cents to 81.20. April down $1.62 and a half to 86.70. Chip Flory.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Doing real fine. You out on the road?
Yeah, I've been on the road for a few days here. It's definitely meeting season, so trying to get out and about and talk about these ever-changing markets.
Dude, the last time you was on January 7th, so three days before the USDA reports on Jan 10. Man, these markets are completely different from the last time you were on.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Chip. I mean, whenever you come in there and you extract stocks like we did on soybeans, 90 million, you take corn down almost 200 million. Obviously, that yield slash was huge, but, you know, it definitely changed the tone of the market. I mean, we know world bean stocks are probably going to be pretty robust unless this Argentine situation really gets aggressive. But at this stage of the game, it's just given us a little bit of life here, and we sorely needed it because I'll tell you what, it certainly has everyone feeling a lot better looking at markets like this than what we saw all fall.
Right, right. The other thing that has happened since we last talked, farmer selling has been very, I don't know if very aggressive is the right term or not, but it's been aggressive, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you got to know that your end user, a lot of these guys buying corn were actually in really good shape going into the report, talking about 2 to 3 months of coverage. And then you had all those sale orders hit on the report. They've been hitting ever since. And so you've got to think basis is certainly going to give some of that up, but it's not giving all of it up. So we're getting better cash prices than what we've seen in quite some time. And it's just been a godsend.
Yep. South America got your attention right now?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this Argentine weather, I think we need to take. Sometimes I like to incrementally sell a little bit into a rally. I don't want to get super aggressive as we see this play out, but you guys mentioned the dollar. You know, yesterday the dollar actually dropped like a ton, and then it came right back. Today, it looks like it's going to hold down there. So if that's the case, it's certainly supportive as well.
Good stuff, buddy. Travel safe. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right, Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. We are off and running, but man, oh man, we have got a lot of ground that we're going to cover. Brian Grady, editor, Pro Farmer, next.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more, all while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Sometimes the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Ledger with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Day one of trade under Trump 2.0. Here to talk about it, Brian Grady, editor at Pro Farmer. Beej, it's good to talk to you, man. How you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better, Chip. I mean, I'm sitting here right now. It's 5 degrees. It's sunny. You know, we've climbed out of a huge hole today. When I came into the office this morning, it was 25 below wind chill. So, quite the difference. And, you know, the absolute rocket shot of, for markets today to kick off, the first day of trading under. Yeah. I mean, pretty incredible start here to the second Trump administration, I guess. Whether he had anything to do with it or not, who knows? But
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, and, you know, the temperature is supposed to keep moving up until midnight, you know, so we haven't seen the high for the day yet. These grain markets, I don't know. Jeez. Beans were 30 to 35 cents higher today. Why?
Well, a couple things, I think. One, Trump delayed his tariffs, so everybody thought it was going to be day one, you know, just hammer China up to 60% tariffs on their imports. Mm-hmm. Also spared Canada and Mexico, and he's talked about them. And so we'll see. You know, at some point in time, tariffs are probably coming in all likelihood, but it sure does seem like he wants to negotiate at least for the moment. And so that was a reprieve for the markets. You know, everybody thought it was going to be doom and gloom when we got to January 21st, and here we are and off and running. So, you know, if the first Trump presidency taught us anything, it's that volatile times are ahead, and so what's here today as gains may be gone tomorrow, but for now, at least the markets traded in a positive way, the grain and soy markets, that is.
Okay. Yes, the tariff talk absolutely had something to do with the markets today. There's no question. Did that also have something to do with the drop in the value of the U.S. dollar?
Well, dollar fell 1,300 points, so yeah. That was an influencer. You know, and the most so in wheat. That's the market of corn, soybeans, and wheat that it has the most impact on. From an export perspective, but corn was helped as well, as were soybeans. And I would put them in that order, wheat, corn, and then soybeans in terms of the dollar. You know, that's pretty historically how it's been. But, you know, also weather came into play. Argentina got some little bit of relief over the weekend, but not enough to end the drought. And so there's concerns there. You know, we're not looking at a situation similar to a couple years ago, when it was, you know, the historic drought and even that period from 2020, 2021, through 2 years ago. So that 3 year period in there where, Argentina really suffered from prolonged drought. It would have to turn really, bad, through the rest of the growing season for a repeat of that. And I don't think forecasters aren't calling for that I've heard of anyway.
Right.
There may be some out there that are trying to get famous by calling, you know, the greatest drought in the history of the world, but I don't think that that's the case with the vast majority of them at the moment anyway.
Yeah, and the other thing is on the Brazilian weather is it's a mixed bag because it's raining and delaying the harvest in the northern production areas and it's drying the southern areas, and I think that's a hard combination for the market to deal with.
Yeah, so quality has always been an issue for the market that they just don't know what to do with it, because when the quality's poor, usually the quantity's there, and that's the case with Brazil. They're going to produce a record soybean crop, absolutely no doubt about it. So the quantity's going to be there. The question is, you know, how much of that is good quality exportable supplies when all's said and done and the rains are done and the harvest is completed and all that stuff. And that's probably the biggest question in Brazil from a soybean perspective right now. You know, you mentioned far southern Brazil, they got some rains, but they've been dry, very similar to Argentina. Probably not quite to the same degree as Argentina, but still been trending drier. So, you know, clipping some bushels off there. But the quality, I think, is the thing to watch as we move forward for the next couple weeks at least here.
Yeah, you look at pictures and videos of that And I don't know if it's the worst quality beans that they're showing us or if they're average or best, honestly. But some, it's just...
Well, you know the rule of thumb on social media and videos and stuff like that. It's either the greatest thing ever or the worst thing ever.
That's
there's hardly ever anything that's in between because somebody wants to brag about it being the worst ever or the best ever. And
that's
and,
right.
That's why social media shouldn't be social, but that's a whole nother
a whole other topic.
Yes.
So the pressure on the dollar, what did that source from?
The Trump stuff. The tariff. Yeah, definitely. And we saw that the pressure build on the dollar today. So the dollar's just been really strong here recently and climbing and boy. Big down. You don't see down days of more than 1,000 points in the dollar very often.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, we saw some, a big recovery off of the low on Friday and finished about unchanged in the dollar. But I guess that was Monday, dollar traded because currencies trade around the world aside from us. But we didn't take out the low from
January 20th. Here we sit down close to 108.
Yeah, absolutely. So you break that support, and then you're looking at probably 105, 106 area on a pullback. Yeah. And so day to day, it influences trade. Day to day, it does not influence exports. There's like a 6-month lag effect in the dollar in terms of what it means to the actual exports. But day to day, it definitely can influence the trade.
Right. No doubt. Okay. Since January 10, the markets have changed. The grain markets have changed and have changed dramatically. What was your takeaway from those January 10 reports, and what do you make of trade since then? I mean, do you stand in front of the momentum? What do you do?
First off, trade since January 10th, so on the close on the 9th till today's close, we're up 34 cents in March corn futures and up 68 cents in March soybean futures. So explosive price action. What did I take away from the reports? It was a potential game changer on corn because we saw ending stocks cut down to borderline tight levels. When you get to 1.5 billion bushels and we're just above that now, then the market starts to really pay attention, and the price action since the report would indicate that the market is paying attention. We're up 34 cents, probably the most significant thing is we spent most of 2024 with the funds just buried on the short side of the market. I mean, they had no interest in covering shorts. They didn't have any qualms about adding to short positions. They just were very comfortable short. And that changed into the end of the year. And for whatever reason, it was probably just end of year short covering type of stuff. But we saw December that changed and they covered shorts. And now they're building a long and they have a big long in the corn market. And so that's a notable difference between what we saw the first 11 months of last year and what we've seen over the past month plus here to finish out 2024 and start the new year. Soybean market, they were slower to cover shorts, the funds were, but they are starting to build a long position in that market, and so that's notable. And then you have wheat, and wheat had strong gains today, but boy, it's been definitely the laggard. The funds are pretty heavily short still in that market. So if there's one of those three that I say, hey, if it can step up and take over a leadership role to the upside here with some fun short covering, wheat would be the one. And my thoughts on that. The strongest markets are always when there's leadership amongst corn, soybeans, and wheat, and they take turns. One doesn't have to do all the lifting, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, the wheat market today showed us what can happen when we do get the short covering. And explosive is the only way to describe it.
Absolutely. And, the Arctic blast that came in over the weekend, much worse than severe than anticipated, and so there could be some crop damage. We won't know that until spring, but had an influence today.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and then I want to go back to the supply and demand report on corn. USDA cut 75 million bushels from total use. Can we get that use back? We're talking with Brian Grady, editor, Pro Farmer.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet, on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. Store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets. And consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. For March, HRW wheat futures were 27 cents higher at 575 and a half. March soft red wheat up 20 cents to 558 and three quarters. March corn futures 5¾ cents higher at 490. July corn futures closed at 501. That's up 6¾ cents. March soybean futures 33¼ cents higher at 1067¼. May beans up 33 cents to 1077¾. March cotton was up 6 points to 67.66. On your livestock, February fat cattle 30 cents higher, 197.05. March feeders down 80 cents to 267.25. February lean hog futures up 7½ cents today to 81.20. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
Day one.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 4 below.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Brian Grady, editor at Pro Farmer. Brian, I don't want to be that guy, But we've been through this before on hard red winter wheat scares, crop scares at this time of the year. And even much later. When you see a 25-30 cent rally in HRW wheat on a scare in January, shouldn't it be sold?
Well, it probably should be. And the only thing I would say there is that wheat, like I mentioned before the break, is playing catch up, and the funds are still short a fair amount of wheat. And so if they decide to cover those shorts, we could see a more of a move up, and wheat has some catching up to do with corn and soybeans. So I think that maybe there's some near-term upside potential. If just taken unto itself, though, you're absolutely correct. It's really difficult to get the trade concerned about the winter wheat crop in the middle of winter. That's where we sit here in, you know, January 21st, and it's cold. That typically happens in the central U.S. It doesn't get as cold as it got, and there isn't a whole lot of snow cover. Some areas don't have any at all, and so there is risk there. But the thing we know about wheat is that it has a lot of time to recover, and it will recover if it has the right conditions in the spring.
Right.
So that's the one thing. And, you know, keep in mind that wheat made it, the conditions were really poor to start last fall. And then as it went into dormancy, we got a fair amount of rain through some of those areas, conditions really made notable improvement. And so if the exact opposite was the case and it went into dormancy,
right,
you know, limping along, probably more winter kill risk.
Yeah.
There will be some. Undoubtedly, there will be some, and not all the stands were well established, and you know, so there's some issues. But from a trade perspective, it's really difficult to get them excited for a long period of time. I mean, we're not talking about they're going to trade this for months, maybe not even days.
Exactly. Okay. Go back to the January 10 supply and demand report. USDA cut 75 million bushels from total corn use. Can that demand come back?
Oh, absolutely. The reason they cut 75 million bushels from use was because of how the process kind of works, and understanding that is important. They cut 273 million bushels from total supply, and typically it's about 3-to-1. If there's a supply increase or decrease, it's offset by the opposite with the total use. And so 75 million bushels times 3 would be about 225, we weren't quite there, but they couldn't do much more. So they cut exports by 25 million bushels. I would argue that the export number could have been raised and not lowered, with that big a supply cut, that wasn't going to happen. And then ethanol was left unchanged, and I would also argue that the ethanol number could be higher than what it is currently. So both exports and ethanol use could increase, and we could get back all or all that or even more of that 75 million bushels that was cut.
So once we get past the annual production summary and we've got our total supply, we've got our new crop supply. The beginning stocks can still move. I get that. And so can the imports. But we know what our crop supply is. From this point forward, if they make any changes on the demand side of the balance sheet, it either comes off or adds on to the bottom line, to carryover, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now we look forward, and February typically isn't much of a report. The same with March typically, because at the end of March we have the prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks. And so those are two big reports. So historically, USDA doesn't make a whole lot of changes in February or March with the supply and demand report. So we could see kind of sitting here for a couple months and seeing how things evolve. And critically, we're into the key time frame for corn exports. And so they have to perform. Now, the export inspections number this morning was absolutely phenomenal, and we saw a big jump. But we should be seeing that. We're into that time frame now. I think importantly, China, if we get into a trade war with China, they're not a big importer of U.S. corn. And as a matter of fact, they're not expected to be a big importer of anybody's corn in 24-25, right. Only expected to import 9 million tons, according to their ag ministry. And whether you believe that or not, that's down 62% from last marketing year. And so 9 million tons isn't much corn. And so there shouldn't be, aside from psychological impacts, much if a trade war happens with China on the corn front.
Okay. All right. March 31. Is that the next big day? We get quarterly grain stocks report. We get the prospective plantings report.
Yeah, in all likelihood, from USDA's perspective, yeah. I mean, there's other things. You know, watch the weekly inspections, the weekly sales, those types of things from a week to week basis.
Harvest,
but yeah, absolutely. South American crop and how it develops and those types of things. Now, keep in mind, Brazil's crop is 75% safrinha, which is planted after the soybean harvest. So if there are soybean delays, harvest delays, which there are right now, but if those are turn extensive, then you're pushing that safrinha corn planting past the ideal window. No guarantees that that's going to have a weather impact, but it does increase the odds, the likelihood that it may run into some dryness late in the right. filling process down there. So that's something to keep in mind, and the market will watch that, no doubt. U.S. demand, South American weather, and production.
Okay. All right, perfect. this cattle trade, Brian, is as volatile and historic as any market I can remember.
Yeah, so the cash market, straight weeks of gains, which, I mean, 9 straight weeks of gains in the cash cow market is pretty phenomenal to begin with. I don't know the answer to this. I'd have to go back and look the last time we had a 9-week string of cash strength. It doesn't happen too often, I would guess. And like I said, I don't know the answer. But 3 straight weeks of record prices.
Yeah.
And, you know, last week's average price was $203.67. So we've only been above $200 average price twice the last 2 weeks. So, uncharted waters here. This is historic. Now the futures trading well below the cash market, indicating that the traders just sense that string is going to come to an end at some point in time, and it will. But boy, 9 straight weeks and 3 weeks of record prices in a row. They're kind of betting against the tide, so to speak, but I think that we'll see the futures remain well below the cash market. I don't think that that's going to change anytime soon.
Right.
And they'll end up with the cash market will eventually break, and then demand comes into play, because one thing that the cattle market has taught us is when you put in historic highs, the pullbacks are typically pretty severe and sometimes violent and very quick.
Right, right. You know, in the cash market, what did you say the average was last week, 203?
203.67.
203.67, but there's been some cash cattle, and I mean fat cash cattle, trade as high as 220 at sale barns. The packers are still filling holes in their supply. It's crazy.
I think that's changed maybe the last 2 weeks in here. Before that, they were really, really short bought and having to chase. Some of that I think has turned around the last couple of weeks. They bought a lot of cattle, as they should, with record prices, so I think they're better positioned now than they were going into the holidays and maybe just coming out of New Year's holiday. It doesn't mean that we're going to see heavy pressure on the cash market, because supplies are still tight. I mean, that's the bottom line, what's fueling the whole thing here. Right. But I think they're better positioned now than they were a couple weeks ago.
Okay, puts an LRP for risk management on cattle?
Yeah, boy, it's difficult in the futures. They're so far below the cash market at the moment. Futures hedges are extremely risky. Just in case, like I said, I don't think that the futures are going to go up and meet the cash, you could see the cash market pull back a fair amount and the futures kind of just sit there or even move up to kind of meet them halfway or so to speak.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Anything that we've only got about 30 seconds. Tell me about hogs.
Seasonally, I think that they're getting close to a low, kind of been flirting with that here recently. And so we should see maybe a little bit of an uptick. Early spring, we may see another pullback and then rally to a seasonal high in the summer time frame.
Okay. All right. Risk protection on hogs?
I think that we're probably a little bit past that window at this point in time. So probably peeling off some of the winter risk that was covered.
Okay. All right. Brian, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning on Markets Now.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Wow, we covered a lot of ground, talked some risk management, price outlook, things to look forward to that are coming up next in the grain and livestock markets, and demand. Demand seems to be the big question now in grains and livestock.
Day one.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Elevate your game and set your sights on Denver for the 2025 Commodity Classic. With technology that moves faster than fluctuating markets and information as important as a million-dollar rain, Commodity Classic is designed for growers of all kinds, where you'll broaden your horizons as you improve yield and ROI one bushel at a time. Take your operation to new heights and join us for Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. No, no, no. It's not Monday. It's already Tuesday. If you're thinking Monday, you are a day behind. Let me just give you a moment to catch up. Okay. Now that we're all here together, Chip, great conversation with Brian Grady, the Brinestein, editor of Pro Farmer. Boy, I tell you what, though, I'm going to go back to Matt Bennett there. I don't know if I've ever heard Matt Bennett elated, but I think today is about as close as we've heard it in his statement. We needed a move like today's.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've needed a move like we've had since January 10th. Up almost 40 cents since in corn since Jan 10, up almost 70 cents in beans. It changes attitudes. And the reason that it changes attitudes is for a lot of guys, the 10 days since January 10 has changed the color of the ink on their balance sheets.
Yes, it has. Yep.
And when you go through... when you go through a period of time like that, man, oh man, it people remember that, and the amount of grain movement, according to a lot of the guys in the co-op system that I follow, according to them, there has been a ton of movement, guys taking advantage of this price recovery that we've had in corn and soybeans. So that's good news.
That is good news. We've been suggesting that, and analysts who have come through have suggested, you know, when you get the opportunity, man, you got to show up.
Right.
And here we are.
And do something about it, and they are.
Yep.
That's what it certainly looks like.
You bet. You bet. The dollar's giving us a little help here. Help us out with the lower dollar. Why is there so much enthusiasm in the market, and yet the dollar is sinking? I would think that the signs of a stronger America would mean a stronger dollar. We're going to 120. But no. Help me out with that. I'm thinking about it wrong.
Well, you know, we had a conversation with Sean Hackett from Hackett Financial Advisors yesterday, and he talked about the dollar showing some sustained weakness. And if for no other reason than the fact that it did under Trump 1.0.
Okay.
So heads up on that. The other thing is all these trade issues and trade conflicts. I mean, that the potential for that should drain support out from the U.S. dollar, which I think we're seeing that. Now, there's been a softening of the rhetoric around tariffs I don't even know if I would say that. Here's the deal. Some were convinced that by this time, by this time, China would be dealing with a whole new set of tariffs on exports to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And they're not.
Yeah. At one point, it was going to be 200%, wasn't it? Didn't I hear?
There was some of that talk. Yeah, 60. But 60%. Mm-hmm. So they're not. And it's more indication I'm not saying that Trump will not initiate tariffs. No way, no how am I saying that.
Right.
But I am saying that the conversation to this point has been a conversation starter between the U.S. and China, between mm-hmm. the U.S. and Canada, and between the U.S. and Mexico.
Yeah.
It's been a conversation starter. That is what Trump wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants to talk through deals to improve U.S. trade status in those countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to South America because you and I were talking about it. I believe it was on Friday when they had forecast some potentially what maybe could have been some game-changing rains for parts of Brazil and Argentina.
Yeah.
And I think we kind of left that conversation at, well, we'll have to see next week. They got some rain. I'm just not feeling like it's like, oh, man, they got such a good rain. You know,
right.
I'm not hearing that at all.
No, I'm not feeling that way either.
No.
And Argentina was, there were some rains. The forecast has the potential for more rain. But when you look at the comments from the Rosario Grain Exchange, and that's where they're coming from, take them with a grain of salt, I would say. But they're basically saying the amount of rain that's in the forecast is not going to do much to improve conditions for crops in Argentina, Buenos Aires, Santa Fe in particular. And because of that, the forecast is more price friendly than it is price negative going forward. So crop negative going forward.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, the Rosario Grain Exchange is just trying to keep volume and volatility up. And they make money the same way the CME does, right? So.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. An important takeaway from Brian Grady, volatility lies ahead. That may be the only certainty that we have. It's still, you got to reward opportunities. We're headed higher here, but look for those opportunities. Get your pencil and paper out. If you don't know what that number is, you best figure it out, because we may hit it here, and you may wish that you had been able to participate. So pay attention, gang. That's all.
That's well done. Well done. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook January 27th through the 31st. Above normal temperatures expected in the central and northern production areas. Near normal temperatures expected in the eastern Corn Belt. So normal to above normal temperatures across the Corn Belt. Below normal precipitation expected across the Corn Belt. When you get out to the far eastern belt, you're looking at near normal precip, 8 to 14 day, normal to above normal on the temperatures, and near normal to below normal. Hey, come back tomorrow morning. We're going to have a conversation with Tom Sell and have a farmer forum here on AgriTalk.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
wake, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump has signed a wave of executive orders since taking office, several already facing legal challenges. Nearly two dozen states filing multiple lawsuits over